All right, I would like to welcome everyone to our second SHAC meeting for the 21-22 school year. We have two items on our agenda that we have posted out front. One is an update on our vaping program, and the other is on just reviewing and looking at the newly adopted health education TEKS. So first item of business is just providing the committee with an update on the vaping assembly program that Mrs. Stafford has scheduled for the district. She did secure those nurses out of Lubbock that are going around and talking to students about vaping and just the realism of that and what they're seeing in their profession from consequences of vaping. And so that is scheduled for January the 18th. And she did schedule a program for elementary, junior high, and high school. You're more than welcome to come. So when we get closer to that, we can send that information out, and would love for some of the SHAC committee to come and just listen in on that and give some feedback about what you hear and what you see. So Stephanie, thank you for scheduling that and taking care of that for us. Are there any questions about that or any information that anyone wants to share?
No.
Well, we'll move on to the second item of business on our agenda, which is providing SHAC with an update on the newly adopted health TEKS. You know, part of kind of our overseeing is to be aware of kind of that health education within our school system. And so the State Board of Education actually approved the new TEKS back in November of 20. And so the new health TEKS will be effective and implemented in this upcoming school year, in the 22-23 school year. And so that cycle, what they're doing is getting that in alignment with the adoption of instructional materials. So now that the new TEKS have been revised and updated, then TEA notifies publishers who are interested in submitting their textbooks or instructional materials that have to cover the TEKS that have been approved. And so those instructional materials will be adopted this spring. So campus principals and the teachers responsible for teaching those course subjects will make recommendations for what they want to adopt. Then we order those materials, and that's what they'll use in for the next school year, for the 22-23 school year. So what I did is went to TEA's website, and this is actually the State Board of Education. It was through all of the readings. You will see that the additions are in red, and there are strike-throughs, and those are things that were recommended but that were actually deleted from the final approved copy. There's a lot to read through. I would love for you to take this and, you know, read through it if you want to, look through that. If you have any questions, we can discuss that at our next meeting. What I wanted to do today is just kind of touch on some things, what is included in the new health TEKS, what is not included in the new health TEKS. The Medical Institute for Sexual Health provided a training a few weeks ago, about a month or so ago, maybe longer than that I attended. And so I just wanted to kind of share some things from that training that I received about the TEKS and what's in there. And then again, we can have discussion about all of that. So really, what is included in the new health TEKS, when you flip over and you look at that fourth grade level, at fourth grade, there becomes more of an introductory to puberty and adolescent development. And so kind of back in the day, we used to have that. Some of you probably remember, you know, the videos and different things that maybe kids would watch about their bodies changing and puberty and that kind of thing. In these TEKS that were approved, there is a section that talks about human sexuality instruction. And so according to Texas Education Code, school districts are not required to provide human sexuality instruction. And so we don't here at Sterling City ISD. We do not. However, you will see that some of that content and that language is used in the approved TEKS. And so that you will see that in there. And so that's hence that puberty, adolescent development kind of beginning at fourth grade. So you'll start seeing subject matter related to that fourth grade on. In regards to a new addition in here, that something else that is covered, it talks about teaching our kids about healthy relationships, about what boundaries look like, about communication. That is a new TEEK that is has been approved. Refusal skills in regards to whether drugs, sex, whatever, refusal skills in general, how to refuse those things. STDs and STIs are in there. TEEKs are in there about that. Subject matter regarding emotional risks. Contraception is in there in regards to effectiveness and risks and failure rates, but not a promotion of using contraception. It's all abstinence-based information and TEEKs. And then sexual abuse and dating violence has now become part of the new revised TEEKs. And you can look specifically in there, look for that red, and look, you know, for the strikes through and the deletions. I just wanted to briefly cover or just point out what is not covered in the new health TEEKs is, consent education, talking or teaching kids about giving consent, or it's okay to give consent, or this, you know, how you would give yes means yes. You know, consent education in general, that is not in the TEEKs. It all goes back to what we talked about, the refusal skills, the emotional risk. So the consent education is not part of the TEEKs. Gender identity is not in the new TEEK. That is not in the TEEKs. Sexual orientation is not in the TEEKs. And LGBTQ is not in the approved TEEKs. So that is not subject matter or things that are in the approved TEEKs. Any questions about that?
It's a good question.
I think everyone would probably deal with that differently, I'm sure, depending on your
Or are they allowed to say anything?
Relationship
according
with
to what you're just saying. You know what I mean?
Yes. I think that is a very good question, and I don't have the answer to that. I think it would depend on each individual and kind of what maybe that philosophy is of that campus administrator about, you know, appropriate discussions, age appropriate discussions, how to answer those questions, that kind of thing. I don't know. I mean, well, that is a good question.
Technically, what you said with this stuff, you're not supposed to, right?
Well, it's not part of what is required for a school district to teach and to cover in the classroom.
Yes, they did that. That's
right. I don't.
I would hope not.
Right. Yes. I think it would be depend on what you, about what you would say. I think it would depend on what you said. I mean, you could say some things that would get you in trouble, yes. I think. So, but I don't, in regards to that subject matter, I think it really would depend on the class, the student, the teacher, you know, the philosophy
situation.
Of that situation, you know, that kind of thing.
It just means it's not something we're required to teach.
No, I know, but...
Sure.
Just asking if he had a student come.
Sure.
Well, I get that.
Yes.
Just one minute.
Right. So, good question. I don't know how that, a very good question. I don't know how that would be handled. I think it would just depend on what the question was and, you know, again, you know, situation, student, you know, age of student, you know, kind of what that philosophy is. So, but it's, I don't know. Those are always the tough ones. You know, like what do you do if or when those situational scenarios are just hard. So, again, I just wanted to provide you with a copy of what those were. I have looked through those. I haven't read every one, but I did look, you know, at the changes. The training that I did attend was very, very helpful. Again, you know, textbook publishers and those kinds of things will review that content and then, you know, be developing instructional materials that meet, you know, that include these TEEKs. And so, you know, that all will be coming. And so we'll be, I know at the campus level, they'll be reviewing and looking at what materials they want to adopt to use for health and for the new, that cover the new TEKS. And so, and there are many other resources out there, not just textbooks, you know, that you can use to sit, to teach the content level, but just a very basic overview of things that are included, things that are not included. And so, again, if you would like to take these with you and, you know, your copy and look at it, please do. And so, any questions about the TEKS or the overview of the TEKS or
I don't have any right now.
If you do, and when we meet again, if you have questions about it, not that I can necessarily answer that, you know, curriculum and that kind of thing is more campus level, but we certainly can have discussions about it or direct you in the appropriate direction, you know, for some of that. So, but I thought this would be an appropriate subject matter and topic for us being the School Health Advisory Council to look at. So I guess moving forward for our next meeting, we are required to review the wellness plan, our wellness plan and policy. We're required to do what is called a triennial evaluation. So every 3 years, we're supposed to look at that for any revisions and make sure we have everything that's in there. So I anticipate the next two meetings that we're required to have will probably be breaking that down and going through it and just looking at, okay, this is what we're supposed to have in there. This is where we find this in our plan. So we're up for that this spring. And then any other topics or subject matters that you guys feel are appropriate for SHAC that you want on the agenda, just contact either Alice or I, and we'll talk about putting that, you know, getting that on there. But we'll probably really focus on our triennial evaluation in the spring. And again, just a reminder that that vaping program is on the 18th of January, so put that in your calendar, and if you're available, please come. Any further questions?
Nope.
All right, then I would say that our meeting has ended.